In San Francisco, a measure on this fall's ballot is sparking strong opinions about both religion and medicine. City voters will have a chance to approve the first U.S. ban on male circumcision. As Rachel Miro reports for member station KQED, the ballot measure would make it a misdemeanor.
You'll have to forgive one of San Francisco's newest residents. He's a little bit fussy right after his nap. But Shea Buskirk's parents, Ned and Sarah, couldn't be happier with their 8-week-old baby boy.
He was born here at home, right over there on the rug.
There were no complications and no questions about a circumcision. Sarah and Ned both knew they didn't want one for Shea.
For me, it came down to, is there enough information pointing to me needing to physically hurt or mutilate my child? Is that something that I need to do?
They wouldn't presume to choose for other parents, but Lloyd Schofield would. He represents a loose coalition of people who call themselves intactivists.
It's not necessary to do, and if someone wants to have themselves circumcised when they're 18, that's their choice to make for whatever reason.
If the referendum is enacted, anybody caught circumcising a boy could face a $1,000 fine or a year in jail. It includes an exemption for cases of medical necessity, but not religion. For that reason alone, First Amendment attorney Martin Nussbaum doesn't believe the ban could hold up in court. Nussbaum says a court would have to balance the interest of the state in protecting the individual against the free exercise of religion.
The court would assess whether the government's interest is compelling, and by that I mean of the highest order. And it's almost unthinkable banning it could be a government interest of the highest order.
The San Francisco measure was written by a San Diego man, Matthew Hess, who's been pushing for a national ban for a decade. The success so far of the San Francisco measure has shined a spotlight on his comic book series, Foreskin Man, which depicts monstrous doctors and Orthodox Jewish circumcisers. Hess declined our request for an interview, but on Twitter, he's defended his work from critics, writing, quote, "Those who cut innocent children will be drawn like the villains that they are." Rabbi Joshua Strulowitz of Congregation Adath Israel says circumcision is central to the Jewish faith. He finds the measure dangerous as a Jew, but also as a San Franciscan.
It threatens a liberal society. It's so dictatorial. It's so over the top. Limiting choice like this would be damaging to the very values that San Francisco wants to represent.
Some public health advocates have also expressed concern. Studies conducted in Africa indicate circumcision can lessen the risk of sexually transmitted diseases, particularly HIV/AIDS. So far, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has yet to issue formal guidance on the practice. For those who see circumcision as mutilation, anything less than opposition can be construed as support. But that's not how UC San Francisco pediatrics professor Carol Ann Miller sees it.
The data that we have available from science really is not compelling enough to strongly recommend for or against circumcision. There are certainly benefits that have been demonstrated, and there are risks, although the risks are minimal.
Intactivists were pushing for a similar ban in Santa Monica, but the media firestorm that erupted around the San Francisco measure prompted the Southern California proponent to withdraw the bid. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
This is NPR.